Shalom.
Hello. Today's lesson will be in preparation for the Desert Convention, whose general subject, general topic is connecting in the central point, or at the central point. We'll start with lesson number 4 right now, and excerpt number 6. You can send us questions live on Kab.tv, and you can find all of our texts on KabbalahMedia.info. So again, the subject of today's lesson is the power of connection, a burning fire.
Yes, we need to reach a state where we come to the decision, the determination of who is the will to receive, our nature, what does it want of us, how can we relate to it, how can we fight with it, or maybe use it as help made against us. So if it is help made against us, then do we fight it, or what do we do? Or should we expect it to help us? Do we have any hope with coping with it? How do we reach the intensity of connection, which is like burning fire? Where specifically does the fire come? Through the resistance of the will to receive. It is doing its work faithfully according to how it was created to resist us. And then we come to a state where its action stops us and doesn't allow us to run away. And then, even though we reach some arvut between us, however, the arvut between us is only in order to determine that we are not capable of exiting Egypt. Even though we try to connect between us, we are incapable of it. Rather, we also need, and the people of Israel's side from the work. And if we realize that we have to be in such a connection between us that each one realizes that he can succeed only with the help of his friend, that the friend helps him, and that way we all do it for everyone, then with such a common prayer, we draw the upper force to us, and then we rise above our ego, which is called exiting Egypt. So there are a few elements here, a few conditions, a few milestones along the way that we have to go through. And all of this whole process is now ahead of us. And we need to get closer to it and to start to go through it practically. So let's hear again what Noam Elimelech writes to us.
Excerpt number 6 from Noam Elimelech, Likutei Shoshana. One must always pray for his friend, as one cannot do much for himself, but one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment, but when asking for his friend, he is answered quickly.
Why? Well, first of all, a person is close to himself. If he's in his ego, and this is his entire nature, he doesn't have two forms of nature, to receive and to bestow, but only one, to receive, in all kinds of different forms, whichever way he can turn things around. So obviously he cannot ask for himself to get out of his nature. Therefore, and also the point in his heart, it doesn't pull him to get out of himself, because the point in his heart is a point that comes from connection. I'm emphasizing it again. It's not just a point that belongs to the will to receive. It is a point that is from the kli that was there before. Therefore, it is a point from the will to bestow that was revealed and it was working and shining in the connection between the different parts in Adam HaRishon that to begin with were created in the form of the right connection between them. However, on the degree of Nefesh Ruach Neshama without Chaya and Yechida, it is considered that he was born circumcised only with Galgal Ta'enayim. Therefore, the plea turning to the point and working with the point, it is actually work on connection. Because the spark that shines, it is the surrounding light that shines towards that point of connection that existed and was working in Adam HaRishon, at least in Galgal Ta'enayim, and it departed. Therefore, one can pray for his friend, for connection with his friend, but not for himself, that I will get out of my ego. That will only end up being a lie and will even cause distancing from the goal. This is why Naomi Elimelech writes, one must always pray for his friend, as one cannot do much for himself, for one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. But when asking for his friend, he is answered quickly. That is, relatively quickly, of course. A person who tries to establish correctly his request for the friend can advance through that, because for that he truly has inside of himself a shimo and a power, that is the spark that comes to him from the spiritual kli. It doesn't pull us to rise above our ego to the quality of bestowal. It is a part of the kli that was there before. It can only bring us to a prayer for connection. Therefore, each one should pray for his friend. Thus, one works on the other's desire, and the other works on his desire until they are all answered. This is why it was said, Israel are arevim, responsible, and also sweet for one another. Where arevim means also sweetness, as they sweeten for each other by the prayers that they pray for one another, and by this they are answered. So only in such a way can each help his friend. No one can help himself. So each one asks for his friend, so that his friend will succeed, that I connect to him in such a way, I support him, and by that, I seemingly push him forward towards the quality of bestowal. And myself, by asking, as it says somewhere else, I am answered first. But this is how we have to arrange our request. So, what does it mean to pray for one's friend? Go ahead.
What does it mean
to pray for one's friend? To act and to pray and to integrate, to collect all of these parts of all of these requests throughout the day and throughout the week, and from all those parts for this precise time where we can turn to the light, to connect together and to ask it, to ask him to guide us in the best way possible.
To want that all of us will reach a connection between us and support the friend in anything possible so that we will be able to build this prayer.
Like how I cared or was concerned about myself my whole life, and when I started upon the path, I was concerned about how to attain this spirituality. Now I need to be concerned about you. How will you connect and advance.
To truly hold the friends connected in the center of the group with the right perception of reality, of there is none else besides him, with all the powers we have, to depict it inside of me and also to work this way externally to support them so that in whatever I can help them, so that it would truly be the true state of things.
It's actually to fulfill the desire of the Creator. The Creator wishes us to be connected. He wants us to return to being as one man in one heart, to rebuild the soul of Adam HaRishon. So we start from wanting to fulfill his desire, to bring him contentment. And later we do it through the Creator, through the friends, or through the ten. We gather these souls one by one until we succeed in creating this prayer of the many, prayer for the many.
And these desires of ours, one is after the ocean, one is doing this role or that role, but they're all, everyone is together, everyone is in the same desire, and this desire is felt here, and in each and every part, each and every place on these screens, we simply have to gather them together all the time and ask together without stopping, simply without stopping.
To work, to pray, we'll continue to the seventh excerpt. It's from Rabash, article 759, Man as a Whole. By giving his friends gifts, each gift that he gives to his friend is like an arrow and a bullet that makes a hole in his friend's heart. Although his friend's heart is like a stone, still, each bullet makes a hole, and from many holes, a hollow is created. And the love of the giver of the gifts enters in that place. The warmth of the love draws to him his friend's sparks of love. And then the two loves are woven into a garment of love that covers both of them. This means that one love surrounds and envelops them. And then they too become one person, because the clothing that covers them is a single garment.
What does it mean that we need to enter a single garment? The desires are different. We cannot unite them into one desire. We speak that way as if, but it's not that it's one desire. And also no one can check how different they are. So, how do we reach a state where we connect in such a way that seemingly it is one garment? What does it mean, one garment? We're covered by one blanket, one jacket. What are all of these signs? And we see indeed from the partsuf, from the kli, that all the ten kelim, the individual kelim, or nine kelim, connect together, and one desire is formed from them, malchut, and the qualities of all of the kelim are the first nine. The desires of all of the kelim are malchut, that unites them, gathering all of the desires together. This is why it is in control over the first nine. So, what does that mean in the partsuf? The first nine versus malchut. How do we connect ourselves so that in the first nine, seemingly, we're all separate? And through the malchut, the common malchut, we connect. So, how do we build the partsuf? Go ahead.
נגיד, ממקום של כל אחד הוא כמו המלכות.
Each one is like the malchut towards the first nine spheres. We want to awaken the heart, the point in the heart of each one to connect. And by that, we build this place between us that's filled up with the first nine sefirot. Like he says, this blanket of love. And then from all those lacks, when we activate the system, that then it works.
And when everyone does it together, there is enough intensity within the ten to truly enable this common force of resistance of ours to install a screen, masach. Then we have our common malchut that is bestowing or chozer, reflected light, back to our common first nine.
It's a kind of integration between everyone. On one hand, each one is responsible, he's as the ketel towards the rest of the friends, but on the other hand, each one is like the Malchut with respect to everyone. He bestows as much as possible and he receives as much as he can, and through this integration the center of the group is formed, where the common efforts of everyone, well, in that you no longer feel who's the giver, who's the receiver. It becomes just one being.
Yes, the differences are certainly felt. One time we're like this, one time we're like that, like you said. And there's also the different character of each one, etc., etc. So, what we do is we connect above all of these differences, and we build some new values, a new attitude to each other that does not exist in us from birth. This is something that we study from the groups, from the books, from Rav. How do we all connect in the Creator? Between us, we cannot connect. Right? To enter into each other, we're also not capable of that. So, how do we find the connection in the Creator?
Our connection in the Creator is in the intentions, in our intentions and our efforts to work together with this common force we have between us that we share. Above all the differences, the lack of knowledge and the misunderstanding or lack of scrutiny, just to be together in the same direction, not a general direction, it's actually a very accurate thing. We are not willing to give up on our connection. That's the thing, and each one adds to that.
Only in helping each other reach a prayer for connection between us. Only in this prayer for connection. This is what he hears.
Yes, the meeting happens above the point of Tzimtzum, restriction of the Malchut, and therefore the same spirit, the same atmosphere that we generate here of the greatness of the goal, which allows each one to leave behind his own concerns for himself and to build a common concern together, that would be to bring contentment to the Creator.
The connection between us, specifically in the point where we don't manage to connect with each other, and we feel this wall between us, directly, it's simply two vessels of reception that cannot merge together. But only through the common longing to the Creator, we can connect. Specifically in our common effort where we do not succeed, where our desire is not filled up, and we're seemingly standing together in a circle pointing at something that is between us, within us, above us.
Yes, it's a connection for or towards a common goal, the quality of bestowal, through faith above reason. We're building something new between us, and inside of it, the Creator is revealed.
Also, if you look at the screens and we see the groups and we see how much exertion the friend made with each other. Friends, we just lost the light, but hopefully you're still hearing us. They gathered all the parts so that this darkness and light will be built inside of us, and we will be able to keep on talking this inner talk. Rav, we can continue. There's no problem. We can continue.
Right.
So that's a sign that we need to look at our inner screen to see all the friends, our inner monitor.
Well,
so let's continue.
Rav, if there are any questions, you can go ahead and ask. Yes.
I wanted to ask, in the question you asked, it turns out the Malchut is common, but the first nine are different each time, so why?
In Malchut, we can arrange all of our Malchuyot, plural of Malchut, towards the Creator. But the first nine are...
The
first nine are our qualities. It doesn't relate to the will to receive. It has to do with the qualities that the will to receive can work with.
There's no connection in the first nine sefirot?
Again?
There's no connection with the first nine sefirot?
No, the first nine are not connected. The first nine have no qualities. There cannot be connection there unless we're already going there in order to elaborate the first nine. We go in there and we see that in each one of them there is also first nine and our and their specific Malchut.
So, what is the foundation upon which the Partsuf is built?
The Partsuf is built by all of us wanting to reach mutual support for the Creator. With mutual support, so that no one with his qualities, and all the more so with his malchut, cannot do it, because the Creator is whole, and we have to build wholeness.
In the building of the Partsuf, is there anything that we have in common, that we share?
The Creator is what is common. The point of Ketil. It is common. The qualities are such that each one has his own qualities.
Malchuyot.
The Malchuyot, they're also that way. Everything is above. It is all above in the Creator. Therefore, when we want to connect between us, by ourselves, it is called the people of Israel side from the work. That we are not capable of it. And only out of only by longing to a single goal, then thanks to the goal, we can connect between us. Yes.
The subject of the lesson is the power of connection is a burning fire. And now you're emphasizing also in the women's lesson, you were talking about how the people of Israel side from their labors, meaning that they find that they can't connect.
Well, our goal is to succeed in connecting at any cost. And the result of the right work is that we cannot connect with any cost. Then the people of Israel signed from the work.
So what does it mean, the power of connection, a burning fire,
that we want to achieve it by ourselves. And when we turn to the Creator, then indeed we achieve it.
What's burning?
What's burning is the desire, the common desire between us to bestow contentment. As much as we want to bestow contentment upon each other, all in all, we bestow contentment to the Creator. The Creator is the inclusive, the sum total. If we want to turn to Him in any way, first of all, we have to direct it to the friends.
How do you maintain that point of sorrow? Because we want to connect to the Creator, but we really can't.
If we go all the way, as much as we support each other, and we do not become disappointed, and again, we try more and more, like a little child who's constantly trying and trying, because he wants it very much, and he has no choice, he has to. This is what he feels. So, in the end, what does he do? He comes to you crying that it doesn't work out for him. Like that. And seemingly, that same kind of game, you know, acting, playing, it doesn't work for him. Then he gets angry, he's hurt by that game that doesn't work for him. His ego is hurt, it surrenders, he doesn't know what to do. And in such a way he then comes and he cries, and this is what we need to do with our game.
And
by turning to the Creator, there we find something new that we can turn to Him, we can ask that the Creator will indeed, He prepared this whole path in order for us to fail big time, everyone together. And when we reach this disappointment and the people of Israel sighed from the work, then their outcry rose and they cried out to the Lord.
On the road to that disappointment that awaits us, how not to run away? Because you can feel it for a brief second. And
so people do run away. You see how many thousands and thousands were with us, but they run away. It's well known.
It's even worse.
Because a person doesn't understand. He doesn't hear. He does not hear that the way is specifically by becoming disillusioned, disappointed, because then you can turn. Then you feel that you depend on the Creator. He prepared the evil inclination for you in order for you to fail and want Him.
How to transition quickly from disappointment to prayer?
Through the friends. There is the other response. There is you, and a few guys next to you, and the Creator. That's it.
Not even to run away from here, but to sit in the circle while running away.
Yes.
Disconnect.
Yes, this is what you're doing.
So how can we return to the connection in force?
Through work of 400 years in Egypt.
Where does the point of sharing begin between us?
The moment that you see that you must cover each other with a blanket and that you're not capable of it, but you have to do it. Have to do it. But we won't succeed. Well, the fact that I will not succeed, this is the right result from the right work. Because then I will need the Creator.
So what is the support, what is supporting the friend about?
In anything, help him reach the goal. Because specifically by helping him, I see that I cannot help him and I cannot help myself. And then I despair. And following the despair, as it says, and they sighed, then I'm capable of turning to the Creator. The Creator is hiding behind all of these conditions of the disappointment in all of its different forms.
What does it mean that we connect in the Creator?
We connect in the Creator. That with our intention, it turns out that from all of this work on the ego, that we are egoists and we want to achieve everything egoistically, but out of the fact that I help as much as possible, and there is no choice, I discover how much I'm not capable of the work of bestowal. And I do not stop, but rather 1,000 times till the righteous fall and get up. And this is how we continue until the quota is filled.
Where do you get the power to get up each time and to work non-stop for the friend without disappointment?
The Creator arranges it for us, even though we have to prepare the arvut. Okay.
Excerpt number
8 from Shem Mishmuel. Unity in the multitude can be achieved only by grinding, where each one grinds himself and removes from him the shell of the crudeness of spirit. And by this crushing and grinding, the light of the soul can shine. And there, truly, all of Israel are all one. Again, unity in the multitude can be created only by grinding, where each one grinds himself and removes from him the shell of the crudeness of spirit. And by this crushing and grinding, the light of the soul can shine. And there, truly, all of Israel are all one.
How can we feel, check, measure that we are removing the shells from ourselves through this act of grinding, beating? How can we check that we are removing the shells from ourselves through this act of grinding, crushing? That we become less crude, less rude, opaque to what the friends are saying. Go ahead.
אנחנו יכולים להרגיש רק בתוך
we can only feel inside of the integration in the environment by each one just completely wringing his rag and finding that there's nothing in him but this connection. He's willing to give everything for this connection. Only from that place does a person feel that he can come out of his own qualities and towards something that's common, in common.
Yes, this whole effort for connection is like these two polar opposites of magnets that are in resistance, and we try to connect in such a way, and as much as we try, time and again, we truly feel what's called the grinding. And we realize and feel more and more that we need some other force here, because on the same level, it is impossible for any kind of connection to take place.
This grinding is the process of the recognition of evil, which brings me out of my thinking about myself, and so I can become more aware of the system that surrounds me. And then the klipa, the shell, comes again, closes me inside myself, and hardens the heart. And then you need to grind again and again on a higher degree to again open towards you.
The grinding is inside all of the actions we do between us and in the lessons, etc. But this shell that needs to be removed, it's this kind of dumbness where you don't even notice it unless suddenly you're given to notice it. I don't know how to even explain it in words. Suddenly you see indeed how you're inside of this stupid shell. You don't want the goal, you don't want the path, all the words you say are only lip service. Suddenly it's all opened up to you.
We
come to connect, we try. We see that there's this blockage. So we try to make holes in each other's hearts. That's the attempt at grinding. And here, we need to work together to find the power of the Creator. We just grind at each other like these two hearts of stone. We'll continue to excerpt number 9 from Rabash, letter 40. Through the wearing out of the hearts, even of the strongest ones, each will bring out warmth from the walls of his heart, and the warmth will ignite the sparks of love, until a clothing of love will form. Then, both of them will be covered under one blanket, meaning that a single love will surround and envelop the two of them. As it is known that dvikut, or adhesion, unites two things into one. And when one begins to feel the love of his friend, joy and pleasure immediately begin to awaken in him. For his friend's love for him is a new thing for him, because he always knew that he was the only one who cared for his own well-being. But the minute he discovers that his friend cares for him, it evokes within him immeasurable joy, and he can no longer care for himself.
And if I see that a friend cares for me, but I don't give a hoot, it doesn't awaken in me a joy or anything. We have such examples. We try to work on a friend, we try to do something, but he doesn't feel it. He feels nothing from our warm attitude. Please read it again.
Through the wearing out of the hearts, even of the strongest ones, each will bring out warmth from the walls of his heart.
So here we have a question. What does it mean, the grinding of the hearts, the wearing out of the hearts? Because as much as they're undergoing grinding, and each one of them is like stone, you have greater warmth then. So, what is this action of the wearing out of the hearts, the grinding of the hearts, please?
This grinding of the hearts, the abrading of the hearts, is it's felt, it's known. If we could touch each other's hearts, well, but it's clear to us that our hearts are all of stone. That's why it's written that these hearts of stone specifically and the ones that are grinded. So that brings us to what we talked yesterday, what we talked of yesterday, the acting, right, where we act as though our hearts are of flesh and blood, and from that we get some kind of liveliness. I don't know.
The grinding of the heart, these are the inner desires of each friend, between the point in the heart that wants to attain and adhere to the general goal, the goal, the purpose of creation, versus the will to receive, that is resisting these, resisting it and our common efforts. That's the grinding that creates this blanket, this quality. It begets this feeling that cannot be explained in words. Person should simply come and feel.
Yes, it indicates the common effort we need to make, the interdependency, rather. We need to work together with the same, in the same effort, to some extent. Also, it resembles the first question, the previous question, right? If one doesn't make this effort, doesn't move towards it, then he won't have the vessel to receive it or to feel any of it. So this points to the common effort we have to make.
And one of the things is to pray for each other during the day, even when we don't meet physically or we're not in the Zoom. You know, you see how sometimes if you stop in the middle of the day and start praying for the friends, your heart gets such a rejection, such a lack of desire to do it. There, I feel that we're the most negligent, because you have 24 hours of an opportunity to be in a state where you're giving gifts to the friends, and you feel the grinding of the hearts. There, it's really hard to persist.
That's the problem. We haven't yet gotten to feel that the hearts are like stone. That's why we can't work on that point where we truly need to create friction between the hearts. Yoni started talking about it, and I identified with the fact that you can only start to create friction between the heart when we identify the fact that they're of stone. So we need to work on that throughout the day, be in contact, and during the lesson, of course.
There, the despair is common already. It's not personal. We cry to the Creator together.
I don't know what to add. It's just truly to ask the Creator to succeed with this grinding, with this friction, and that the reforming light will come to everyone out of that.
The grinding of the heart is all in all our efforts, exerting in love of friends, such actions that awaken envy and shame, and they bend our hearts. Rav, why can't we reach the grinding of the hearts? Why, following all of our work, friends stay at home? Apparently, we're not performing this action, right? Awakening the heart, the love in the friend through an action that everyone embraces, and we don't have any of this. So where are we relative to the way it needs to be? What it talks about in the verse, in the excerpt. Where is that? That seemingly I can be as stone, but the friend or friends who relate to me can make out of me truly butter. So how come I don't become butter from the stone? So please.
So we said that this is a common effort, but it's also a common effort in returning after this stone is revealed. We have these separations, disconnections, and we need to help each other return in quantity and in quality. And perhaps that's the place where we're negligent. We're not doing that enough.
I am a bit confused from this question. On the one hand, I don't know. On the other hand, I feel that love of friends is what makes me come here each and every day. And as for the friends who are not with us, I saw two forms. I saw those that if you fall on them with love, it actually shuts them even more. And I saw the opposite cases where you fall on someone kind of with love and it suddenly awakens him and brings him back. So I cannot yet detect precisely what is it that we do that succeeds, what is it that we do that does not succeed.
It's the same true light which the Kabbalists speak of. Rabash writes about it. It's an outcome of all of the actions that we are.
Excerpt number 10. Baal HaSulam says in Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, item 16. If 600,000 men abandon their work for satisfaction of their own needs and worry about nothing in their own lives, but standing guard always so the friends will not lack a thing, and moreover, they engage in it with great love, with their very heart and soul. In the full meaning of the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, that it is beyond doubt that no one in the nation will need to worry about his own well-being. Because of this, one becomes completely free of securing his own survival and can easily observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. After all, how would he worry about his own survival for a minute when 600,000 loyal lovers stand by, ready with great care to make sure he lacks nothing of his needs. Therefore, once all the members of the nation agreed, they were immediately given the Torah, for now they were capable of observing it.
How
can we achieve something like that? Where we support each other to such an extent in the form of a circle where nobody needs to count on himself, to rely on himself, but by holding the others up, he understands that he is also part and saved there. He's attended to, he's being taken care of. As he takes care of them, they take care of him. And in this reciprocal way, they can be saved from their ego, their individual ego that each one has, and to transcend it, rise above it. Again.
If 600,000 men abandon all their work for satisfaction of their own needs,
600,000, that's a 10, right? It doesn't matter what the... It's not a number, it's the intensity, the power of a complete vessel.
And worry about nothing in their lives, but standing guard always, so their friends will not lack a thing. And moreover, they engage in it with great love, with their very heart and soul. In the full meaning of the mitzvah commandment, love your friend as yourself. Then, it is beyond doubt that no one in the nation will need to worry at all about his own well-being. Because of this, one becomes completely free of securing his own survival, and can easily observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. After all, why would he worry about his own survival for a minute when 600,000 loyal lovers stand by, ready with great care to make sure he lacks nothing of his own needs. Therefore, once all the members of the nation agreed, they were immediately given the Torah. For now, they were capable of observing it.
Meaning that only after there's this inclination from each one towards everyone else, because only in that one sees his own personal salvation, right, by taking care of everyone, in taking care of everyone. After that, the reforming light comes and truly builds one system out of them. How do we achieve this? We need to assert in our hearts, if I care for myself, I need to do it with a concern for everyone else. Right? That's the only way in which I take care of myself. I have some problems, some trouble, some threat. Doesn't matter what. I need to care for everyone. And by that, I also take care of myself. And if we succeed with that, then the reforming light comes. Because we are in Arvut then. And the light can come and to complete the work. Meaning to create a connection in them, between them. By them, now, carrying out an act of concern for each other, each one from himself towards the others, by that they raise a prayer, they raise man, a lack. They need to be connected together, but still each one does that because he understands that he has there's no use in trying to take care of himself, but only in taking care of the others. So this work is still egoistic. Yes? However, against that comes the reforming light, and it completes the work. It gives them the will to bestow. And then they truly rise above their will to receive and help others, not because they will have it better, and so for lack of choice they do this work, but rather because the light brings them the power of bestowal. So please just go over that. Build up the whole thing. Go on.
Yes, the expression of mutual concern for each other is what starts to charge this field of Arvut.
Yes, what did he write there in the writing? That there's no power, I'm powerless, I can't care for myself, it's in my nature, I'm completely confident that I cannot help myself. My only chance is to help the 10, the friends. There, I'll find salvation. When we pull on the right thread together, the light comes.
What's interesting is how attractive it sounds now, that this is a place when we can always create, we can innovate, we can work. It's kind of a positive place where we're all aiming to one common point. There, the force comes, you know, to give that point more and more.
And at that point where we gradually weave together the Arvut, the reforming light can come and connect. According to equivalence of form, the power of Avut resembles the light in its form.
Rav now described the state how from individual love we shift to collective love, and then the light comes and it can truly form the connection, and he asked us to go over that process that he described.
I understood that the intention is that to begin with we start upon this general concern for each other, because there is a threat, some trouble, some concern, something that threatens us. We start from that, and then the reforming light works, and it's like lolishma, not for her sake, which we start from, till we come to the understanding that from this effort, we give some contentment to the Creator, and it's not so that we are saved to create some kind of shelter together.
I have nothing to add.
Yes, it's like when people develop more and more, they start to care about a wider circle, to be concerned with it. I care first about my room, then my house, my neighborhood, my country, the world, and so on. So the reforming light, in the same way, builds in us this feeling of responsibility, of avut, gradually. To begin with, I want everything for myself, then I begin to understand that there are other people, friends, an environment, there's a world there. We build gradually this network of connection, of mutual care, in which the Creator can be revealed.
This daily investment, every hour, every minute, we have to do it all the time, even when we don't feel it. We have to cultivate this thing. Then at some point it actually happens, drop by drop.
The principle of advancement in the spiritual path is in this question. Through artificial actions, through acting in this world, we echo the light, and then the person begins to feel how on one hand he wants to care, he tries, but on the other hand he's very far from it, he feels the dependency, but he cannot work with the dependency correctly, and then prayer is born.
And this prayer can be felt. We can't feel it by ourselves. Students in a point in a heart following a workshop, when they discussed how do we do it, how do we build this common clay, they sent us really, how do we do it without slogans. Rabash said many times, penny and a penny, and Rav repeats it through actions and another action of this desire for connection. There the true connection is created, and we feel it only if we do things.
In this process, it's
we will now move on to the next part of the lesson from the study of the preface to the study of the Ten Sefirot, but let's sing first.
ואין כאן את מי להאשים אם הוא נסתר עוד מעיניך אז בוא תבחר בחברים כל הניסיונות להתגבר יצליחו רק עם החבר שיכוון אותך אל המקום הטוב אז בוא נבחר בלאום הבחירה היא בידיך אפילו אם לא תמיד רואים אם רק תבחר עכשיו את החבר הטוב הרי בחרת בחיים כל הניסיונות להתגבר יצליחו רק רק עם החבר שיכוון אותך אל המקום.